Kirov Hope Hopal as well. Today's daf is getting Daf Yudalid. Tough day for Am Yisrael today as Rav Gershon Edelstein was nifter at age 100, widely considered to be the Gadol Hador since the passing of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So today's share obviously is exclusively Nishmas. Rav Gershon, Rav Yerachmiel Gershon, I don't even know his father's name to be totally honest, Rav Yerachmiel Gershon Edelstein. This is just Neshama should have an aliyah. It should be a melech yosher for Am Yisrael. Okay, we're here at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Ella Amar Ravashi. The last thing we had said, the Gemara is trying to figure out a mechanism for how Maimich Shloshtan works. If you remember, Maimich Shloshtan is a case where there are three people there. Shimon says to Reuven, you owe me $100. Give it to Levi. If all three of them are there, so there's something Maimich Shloshtan says that Levi is Kona. Levi acquires either the item or the money in question, depending on who you hold like. Either the item or the money in question without doing an official kenyan. So we've suggested that maybe that works because at the time when Reuven borrowed the money from Shimon, he had said, he had decided, meaning when he had promised to pay back, that was as if he would pay back either Shimon or anyone else in his stead. So that we just asked, the problem with that is that let's say the third guy was not alive at the time of the loan. So then we had said that that's a problem, meaning that therefore that wouldn't work. So Ella Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, what's this mechanism? How halachically does Maimich Shloshtan work? That from the fact that there's a little bit of a hana for Reuven to now switch that he owes the money to Levi instead of Shimon, he gets a little bit of hana. What does that mean? Because now it's a new debt, as it were. He owes money anew, and it's a little bit easier for him to say, okay, you know, it's a sweet talk, I'm going to pay it back a little bit later. But I mean, if it's one guy he owes money to, and he keeps on pestering, there's only so long he can delay it. But once this is like kind of a new, fresh, quote-unquote loan, right, he has someone else, he can be like, okay, I'll pay it back later. So there's a little bit of benefit in that. And with that, right, he's gomer m'shavid nafshei, Rashi says, believe shalim, right, he gives it with his full intent, and that's why Levi can be can acquire the new debt. Amar Levi Huna Mar Bray Derav Nechemia LeRavashi. The problem with that is El Miata Kigon Honey Debe Bar Eliyoshiv Dekafti VeShaldi Shakli LeAlter. Probably so that only works. Says Huna Mar Bray Derav Nechemia is if you have someone who's willing to let the loan slide for a minute. But let's say you have these guys, these strong men like Rav Eliyashiv, but the sons of Eliyashiv, who are these strong people that may force people to pay right away, so they would not acquire in that case because there's no hana over here. If you tell me that, in fact, will be true, right? Depending on when it really all depends on when Levi is going to insist on the payment. In that case, right, Chazal, you have made your decrees, you've made your halachos dependent on certain scenarios, right? Chazal, we're not happy, right, to make certain dependencies and conditions in their halachos. They wanted a uniform halacha. Much easier to have a uniform halacha across the board in a certain realm. So in this case, if we're going to say that Maimich Shloshtan works, you shouldn't have to. It's a problem to say it works sometimes. We don't want it to say it works here and doesn't work there. Right? Only here, maybe there, you got to figure it out. Chazal wanted to say, right, when they created halachos, this works and that doesn't. Right? Much easier that way. So we don't want Nasanta the Vrecha Lashir, and that's not so good. So Ella Amar Marzutra. So Marzutra says, rather, Hani Tlas Mili Shavinu Rabban Kalchasa below Taima. There are three things that Chazal made dinim as if it's a hilchasa, i.e., as if it's a halacha l'mashmi Sinai below tama without a reason. And chada ha, and this is one of them that they set up this whole thing right without any logic whatsoever. Now Tosfos points out over here, it doesn't mean that it makes no sense. I mean, it's very logical, right, that you should be able to pass off one loan to another just to ensure ease of payment, etc. What it means is that they didn't disclose but the halachic mechanism, how it works. They just said it works, right, without going through all the details. And they said, this is what we see is for the good of the economy, etc. And therefore, the following three things, right, work. Maimich Shloshtan is one of them, but they didn't necessarily explain to us right, the halachic mechanism, whether it's hefker based and hefker or whatever. Right, that's not what we were just, right? It's not that. Chazal didn't disclose right, how exactly it works. V'idach, and what's the second one? Damar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Usually, if someone writes all of his all of his properties over to his wife when he's dying, and he says, "Give all my property to his wife." Now, normally in Torah, a person's property goes to his yorshim, to his inheritors, meaning his kids, right, his sons, etc. So, if a person writes in the shtar or the shchivmer says all the chasim go to his wife, so that doesn't really mean that they go to his wife. It means that she is the apotropa; she is the one in charge of the estate, right, to make sure that everybody gets what they're supposed to get. But really, the property goes to the inheritors. Now, technically, that should be chal, that should go to the wife, but we assume that that's what he meant. Right? Again, this is without any necessary halachic mechanism. And finally, the third one, Demarav Chananya, Hamasi Isha Livno Gadol Babayis Kno, that if a person marries off his oldest son in a house, right, he makes what's called a Beis Chasnos, he makes this house where they're going to have the wedding, we assume that he means to be makna the house to his son, because you try not to marry someone off without arranging that they have somewhere to live. So back in the day, they would build this house, they would literally give it to them, right, and it, without any formal kinyan, right, as Rashi says, right, but without any formal kinyan. Is that what he says over here? But anyway, that's that. Right. Okay. Fine. Beseder gomer. Okay. I just looking at Rashi quickly, it does say that by the apotropos, by the inheritor case, that it does work midin hefker, based in hefker. Okay. Either way. Fine. Amalei Rav Acha Bar Dola. Kamav de Morika Islich Legaboch. Right. He said, I have. This is also, the Gemara is going to basically deal with, Maimon Shlosh until the end of the Daf, at the end of the Amud, rather, and then we're going to talk about something called Lechi Kizchi. Where is that? What is that at the bottom? Is that on my base? I don't see. All right, we'll get to it. Anyway, weiter. Amalei Rav Lerav Acha Bardala. If he says, Kaba Morika, I got a bunch of spices, Isli B'gabach, you have some of my spices. Yeah, Avina Leploni, right, give it to some other guy. Right, so he says, "Be'abi kamina l'cha d'lo b'hadra, d'lo hadrabi." And I'm telling you, and that guy apparently was there, right, I'm telling you that he is right here, so I won't take it back. Meaning that Pashas is that he's not going to, go back on his words. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Michal e-boy hadr. That seems to imply that he could go back, right? Matzi hadrbe, that if he wanted to go back, he could go back. What do you mean? We just talked about Maimon Shlashton. That's the third guy is there, right? So why can he go back? Why? He's being so generous. He'd be like, I'm telling you this because I'm promising him not to go back. Well, of course, if it's Maimon Shlashton, If he's telling, right, again, this is Shimon telling Reuven to give something to Levi. All three of them are there. Levi is coming. So Gemara says, yeah, how could come? That's what he meant to say, right? Devar malal nitin chazara. What he's saying is that, yeah, that exactly. Since we're doing a Maimon Shoshtan, but I can't take it back. Not that I'm telling you in order so that I can take it back, but that no, any chanami that give the spices to this guy and I can't go back on it. Amara. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We already quoted this. You quoted this yesterday. Rav already taught us this halacha. Right? If you give this money to somebody, again, we talked about this yesterday, that the whole concept of the Maimon Shloshtan works. And that was what Rav who said it. So why is Rav telling us again? So Gemara says, if it's from that, so then Havamina, you might have thought that Hani Mili, that's only Matana Maruba, right, with a very big gift, right, big Matana, big amount of money. Have a Matana Moates, but just a little bit of spices, right, a small amount, right, low boy, be fun of, you won't even need the third guy to be there. You might have thought that it would work, therefore Kamash Malan, that no, it really, Maimon Shloshtan works for all scenarios, right? And then the only reason you wouldn't be able to go back on it is if the other guy is there. But if the guy is not there, right, we would not say necessarily, right, that the third guy would acquire it. Hanu gaba ginoi de avid chushbina b'hadi adadi. There were a bunch of gardeners who made a cheshbin, who had a kind of some sort of deal, maybe a sharecropping or whatever type of deal. And pash chamesh istri zuze gabi chai minayu. And they cheshbin out, and they figured out that there's somebody had an extra five zuz. So Amrilei, they said to this guy, to one of the guys, Yavinu Nihali, right, give him to the Lamari Ara, go give it to the guy who owns the land over here. Babi Mara Ara, right, and he should be there. Meaning there, that's i.e. there they should do a Maimon Shloshtan. Right, give him the extra money that we kind of like ended up taking by accident. And then Bekonamine, and the guy who owned the land did a kinyan as well. Did a kinyan chalif and did a kinyan suder. Right? Like we do, let's say, for example, when we're appointing the Rav to Salah Chametz, right? We pick up a suder, we pick up a handkerchief, say, that's how we show our das to appoint the Rav as our shliach. Okay, so that's, so he did that as well. Lesov, right after the fact, Azil, the guy went, and Avin Chushbana, and he cheshbened out, did the whole math himself, right? He went over the numbers on his own, and Bindi Leila Nafshe, right by himself, and Lo Pashkabe Volomidin. His cheshbon came out that there was nothing extra. There was not that he had five extra zuz, but everything was good. So Azil came to Rav Nachman, so he obviously like not so happy. He went to Rav Nachman and said, you know, help me out over here. So I'm later, Rav Nachman said, "My Yovidlach, what can I do for you? We're done." Right, Chada, first of all, right, Damar of Hunamarav, right? First of all, Mayav Shlashton, right? He acquires it because of the three of you guys were there. The other, also, Akonominachan, also, he did a Kinyan Suther, he did a Kinyan Chalipin, right? So you're out of luck. So I'm like, Rava, so apparently Rava was there. Atu, hi, what do you mean? Mika Amar Lo Yavina, Delega Gabai Kamar. He's not saying that he doesn't want to give it to him. He's saying that I shouldn't have to give it to him, meaning that the whole cheshbon was wrong. Right? Amar Mishloshtim works if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon says give it to Levi. But if nobody owes anybody anything, and Shimon tells Reuven to give money to Levi, why is Levi kona Reuven's money? Right? There's no debt whatsoever. Right? It's all, everything is betos. Everything's a mistake. So I said back to him, sure enough, I'm king. Kinyan betos. Uvchol kinyan betos. Chol zer. If that case, if that's true, right, then it was a mistake, and everything goes back to as is. It's more. It was said. Holy chmana l'plonish ani chayev lo. Another story about a maimed. No, this is not a case of a shliach. Someone says, "Holich money aploni." Right, the person gives money to a shliach and says, "Give it to somebody else." Shani chayev lo, because I'm chayev. I'm obligated him to send this money. So I'm a rav. Rav says, "Interesting that chayev achriyuso fin bat lachzor ino chozer." That chayev achriyuso, the guy who's sending it, right, the guy who's sending the money, the guy who owes the money, has to make sure that it gets there. Meaning, if the shliach loses it, he has to pay again, right? And also, he can't take it back, i.e., implying that the second the shliach acquires it, so he is mezaket, he is acquiring it for, right, the debtor or the guy who the creditor, is it the creditor? I always get these words confused. But the guy who is owed money, apparently he's acquiring it for the guy who's owed money. That is paradoxical, because if the shliach acquires it for the guy who's owed money, let's say Shimon, or in all our cases Reuven owes Shimon $100, Reuven tells a shliach to go give the money to Shimon. So on the one hand, Rav said that Reuven is still chai of the money, right? He's still obligated for the money if the shliach loses it. On the other hand, we're saying that the shliach automatically acquires the money for Shimon when he gets it. So, well, that doesn't compute at all, right? That's not two sides of the same coin. That's messing over Reuven Megamre. He's getting the short end on both sides. He can't take it back, right? If he decides to not send the money or not pay it or whatever, he can't interrupt the shliach because shliach has already acquired it for Shimon. So we'll have to talk about that. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, no, right? Since that Reuven is still obligated if the shliach loses the money, so that means that the shliach has not yet acquired it for Shimon, and therefore Reuven can take it back, right? If the shliach has not yet given Shimon the money yet. So this seems to be our machlokes. Tamar Samar. Sorry, I couldn't find it earlier. But this, basically, the rest of the daf is going to talk about this concept of holich kizchi. Do we hold that when someone says holich, take this money for me and give it to someone else, does that mean the guy is instructing the shliach to be zocha, to get the money, right, for the person he's sending it to? So apparently Rav holds that is holich kizchi, right, and the shliach is Zocha in the money already, and then that's why he can't take it back. The sender can't take it back. Umar says, Shmuel holds no, he's not acquiring it whatsoever. So Umar says, no, really, really, both Rav and Shmuel hold that if someone, you send money to someone, that's as if the shliach is acquiring it for someone else. It's as if you're telling someone else to acquire the money for the person you owe money to. So what's the machlokas over here? Mar sover lo min amigo, umar sover amrina migu. Migu literally means since. What do you mean since? Since what? So since mar sover, according to Rav, since the guy is chayiv to make sure the money gets to the son, to the guy he owes money to, and therefore the shlich loses it, the sender Reuven is chayiv. So since that is true, so he's also able to take it back. I'm sorry. Right. Rav says we don't say that. I mean, we don't. That's Shmuel Shita. Shmuel says that since the guy is chayev for the money, so if he wants, he can take it back. Rav says no. We don't say that since the son, the guy Reuven, who's sending the money, will be chayev for the money if it gets lost. We don't say that he therefore has the schus and the ability to take it back. Right on the way. Okay. Tanya comes to the Rav. I'll prove you like Rav Shita. Braisa says, "Holech man al ploni shani chayev lo." Right, 10 man al ploni shani chayev lo. Holech man al ploni pikadon sheish li biado. Right, if you say any of these things, or even 10 man al ploni pikadon sheish li biado, right, biadi. Again, if you say any of these lashonos, right, give this item to that guy, or give $100 to that guy, right, give this pikadon that I have for him. So in all those scenarios, chayev bachar yusov in balachs or enu chozer. Right, that's exactly Rav's shita. Right, if he's obligated for to make sure that the item gets there. And if it doesn't, he has to pay it back, and pay for it. But if he wants to take it back, right, it's already gone, right, he is no longer able to take it back. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We've been talking about money the whole time. Pikadon, what do you mean? What do you mean? An item? Right? You have somebody's watch. There's a concept by a shomer and someone who's taking care of a pikadon. A person, if I give my nice watch to somebody else, I'm not looking for him to pawn it off to all his friends, to show around to all his friends. I want him to watch it. I want that guy, right, to watch the item. Why in the world would I don't want that guy to give it to a shliach to send it back to me. So again, so the Rebbe Zera says, meaning that what meaning so, and therefore. Right. And as Rashi says over here, therefore it's a chov. Right, that if you get Rashi, right, but came in she'in ritzono v'shtach the chovu lo, v'in chavin lo l'odom shalom b'fonov. Right, again, so the shliach should not be able to acquire the pikadon for the guy who's getting it back, because it's a chov, he doesn't want the item to be in someone else's house. And ain't chavin l'odom shalom b'fonov, right, we can't just say, holy kishchi. We can't say take this item back and therefore be zochen for someone else because it's a chova. That only works if it's a schutz. So Rav Zera says kushahukzok kafra. Now this case is where the guy who was holding the watch, right, has already lied about it once, right, and we know that he's the guy who owns the watch kind of wants it out of this guy's hands, so he's very happy for it to get to the shliach's hands, and therefore, right, it is in fact a schutz. Okay, Rav Sheshes Havale Ashrasa de Sarbele b'Mechuzah. Rav Sheshes had some clothing in Mechuzah, and Amar Leh L'Rav Yosef, meaning the stuff that he had to get back, and Amar Leh L'Rav Yosef Bar Chama, V'hadi Asis Aisinhi Nihale, when you go to Mechuzah, so again, bring me that stuff back. Bring me that stuff back. One second. So if you look at Rashi, I take it back. Meaning he bring me the money back for that, right? If you look at Rashi Ashrata, right? Hakafa Shanasam Sarbalim Bashrai. Rashrai is a word we use nowadays. Ashrai is a credit card. But anyway, he's giving to them on credit, right? Leslo so Hamoz, Lesman Kabua, when he was supposed to get the money back. So basically, okay, so sorry. So Rav Sheshes wanted to get some money. He was owed some money in Mechuzah, and he went to Rav Yosef Bar Chama and said, when you go there, right, just bring it back for me. So Azul Yavinu, right? So sure enough, right, the people who owed the money gave it to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, and Amar Leh, they said to him, Nikni Minach, right? Can you do a kenyan, right? To make sure, right, to do some sort of kenyan to make sure that you take responsibility for the money if it gets lost. So Amar Leh, he said, no problem. And Lasof, but Lashto Dishtam Leh, but he bailed, right? He said, no problem, I'll do a kenyan, but then he left without making a kenyan. And Kiyosu the Gabe, when he came back to Rav Sheshes, Tamalei, Rav Sheshes said back to him, Shapir, yeah, Shapir of Adazar, you did good. Right? The Lo Shavis and Navshach, Evid Lo Velish Malva, because you didn't make yourself, right, into a Lova, a borrower, right, who is a Meshubud, right, to the Malva. Meaning that in the case that you wouldn't, right, you didn't have to take that, right? Really, the obligation is on the senders, as we've been saying, right, to make sure that the money gets from one place to the next, and you should not have had to take upon yourself obligation, right, to have a chreis to take care of the money. Another way to say, shapir avadata, right, evet lova leishmalva, meaning that you did well, right, because the borrower is meshuvah to the malva, and they're the ones who have to take the obligation, right, for, again, the same thing, just different mashmos, right, they're the ones who have to take the chreis for the item in transit. Okay, Rav Achi bar Yoshia havalei ispaka de kaspa b'narada. Rav Achi bar Rav Yoshia had some sort of silver Ispaka, I'm not sure what that is. Right? Rashi says it's a kli. Okay, some sort of silver kli, right, in Neharda. Right, and Amar Leulah Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanei, Leulah Rabbi Yossi, Bar Kippur. Right, he said to those two shlichim, Badi the Isu, Asiya, in Nihalei. Right, so, well, when you go there to Neharda, right, bring me back the kli. So, Azul Yav, in Nihalei. So, sure enough, right, they went and the people who had the kli with the silver kli gave it to them. And Amar Lehu, right, they said to him, nicknaming haichu, right? Do a kenyan, right? Make sure you take obligation, right? You take responsibility for the kli on the journey. So I'm really low. They said no, no thanks. So I'm really who? Ahadri nihali. Okay, if that case, if that's true, right, give it back to us. Right, give us back the silver, you know, goblet or whatever. So Dostai Rabbi Yanei Amar Lehem in. So Dostai said, okay, no problem. Take it back, right? We won't fulfill. Who was it? Who was? Rav Achi Rav Yosha. We won't fulfill his shlichus. Rav Yosi Bar Kippa Amar Lahu Lo. But Rav Yosi Bar Kippa said, no, we're not giving it back. You're giving it to us as a shliach, right? We're going to acquire it for him. So Havukum Etzarele. So they were bothering him. Apparently they were bothering Rav Yosi Bar Kippa, and we'll see. Actually, it was pretty intensive. Amar Lahu Chazi Amar Lahu. So he said back to him, Chazi Mar Hechi Kavid. He said, look at what he's doing. So Amar Lahu, so the other aide, who was the other aide? Rabbi Dostai said, Tav Ramule, like, yeah, beat him up, keep on bothering him, and make sure, right, so that we give it back. So Kiyosu Lagabe, so when they came back, to Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Yoshia, so Amar Lahu, Chazi Mar, Lo Miste, Delo Siyan. Right, look what you did. And not only, right, he didn't help me, but he was helping them. So Amar Lahu Nami Tav Ramulei, right? He said, right, go beat him up, go keep on going. So Amar Lahu said, Amai Tav Lahachi. So what in the world is going on over here? So Amar Lahu said to him, Osam bin Adam, Hein Ama, Bakovan Ama, right, those, you have to realize who we were dealing with, right? The people who owed you money, who had that item in their possession, they were an Ama, meaning not actually an Ama, but meaning if you look at Rashi, Anshi Midos Gvohin Bekama, right, doesn't mean it was like Paro, right, that it was an Amma tall. They were many Ammas tall. Vekovan Amma, and their hats were many Ammas tall, meaning they were very scary, meaning they wore big clothing. Umidabri Mechzehim, and they spoke from their middles, right, meaning it sounds like Rashi says they sound Klemmer Kolan Ova, right, very deep, very powerful voice. Ushmoseim, Uvaholin, Arda, Arta, Upili, Beresh, and their names were scary, right? Even their names were scary. Those were their names, Arda, Arta, Upili, whatever. Omrin, Kvoso, Kotfin, right? Omrin, Horgo, Horgan. Everything they say, people do, right? They say tie him up, they say tie him up. If they kill him, they kill him. Right? They were powerful people. Ilu, Horgo, is those time, Bar Kamosi, right? I was nervous for my life. If I had gotten killed, right, who would have given my father, right, a son like me? Right? Again, he's a Talmud Chacham, so he knew his worth. But I mean, he thought his life was in danger. So I figured, just like, yeah, beat him up, beat him up, beat him up, right? That would kind of like make them not leave him alone, right? I mean, it would kind of like if he agreed to them, so perhaps they would leave him alone. So Rabbi Bini Adam Halal Krov L'Malchus, and he said, so Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Yosha said, are these people close to the Malchus? Rabbi Lehi, he said, yes. Yeshlam Susim Pradim Shiratim Acharem. Do you have horses and donkeys running, in front of them, behind them, whatever, and helping them? So Amar Lahu, yeah, he said, yep. Amar Lahu said, if that's true, so then Shapir Avad, then you did well, because that's a life-threatening situation. Okay, again, holich kischi, we're trying to figure out if a shliach acquires something, if someone says, holich kischi, take this item to somebody else, does the shliach automatically acquire that for the third party? So, holich mana leploni, v'halach u'bikshu v'lomotso. Let's say, right, the shliach goes and doesn't find, right, the guy he's supposed to give the money to, and the implication here is that he died. So, right, if you look at Rashi, it says one word, Shemes. So, Tanichad, Yachzu, the Mashalech, Tani Idach, Lyorshe, Mishinish Talchulo. Right, so, Machlok is in the Brysos, right? One Brysos says that you should give it back to the guy who sent it, and another one says, no, you give it to the Yorshim of the guy who died. Right, again, Lema Bakal, Methkli, that sounds to be like our Machlokist. Our Sover, Holich Kiskli, Mar Sover, Holich Lev Kiskli. Right, then the guy who says, give it back to the sender, or well, I guess the other way around, right? The guy who says, give it to the Yorshim of the guy who's supposed to get the money. So that's Holich Kiskli. That says when the guy says, give this to someone else, that means really acquire this for someone else. And the other sheet that says to give it back to the guy who sent it says that's not true. You don't acquire this. The shliach does not acquire it for someone else. So I'm going to be Abba Bar Mamal. really. We're going to have a bunch of different ways to understand this brisa. Really, according to Rabbi Mamal, really both these brises hold that holich is lav kischi, that the guy's sending the shliach is not acquiring it for the person who's getting the money. The lokasha, right? So why do you have different halach in the brises? Habibari, habishchit mira, right? Depends. If the guy is healthy, right? So we always say, right, holich lav kischi. But by shchiv mira, right, we do say holich kischi. We do say that the shliach is going to acquire it for the person who's getting the money. Rav Zvira, Rav Zvira says, habishchiv mira. No, both prices are by shchiv mira. V'hadi isi l'makabel b'shas matan maus. V'hadi lasi l'makabel b'shas matan maus. Like if when we say that we give it to the Yorshim, right, that's when he was still alive, right? When the shliach got the money, b'shas matan maos, when the shliach got the money, the guy who in question, right, the guy who was supposed to get the money was still alive. So therefore, the shliach was kone it, right? He was zoche it for the guy who was alive. But in the case where you say give the money back, right, so the guy who had already passed away, so therefore there was no one for the shliach to acquire it for, and therefore, right, holich is lav kischi, but he's not going to be a zoche. Right, in that scenario. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, no, habari, both cases where the sender, the guy sending the money, was totally healthy. But ha-demis mekabal b'chayin osin, fa-demis nosin b'chayin mekabal. And it depends on who died first. Right? If you send the money back, that's when the guy getting the money died, right? While right before the guy who was sending the money died. Right? So if the guy receiving the money died, right, so then there's no one for him to acquire the money for, and the second case where the money goes to the Yorshim, so that is in a case where the guy who was supposed to get the money died. Where the guy who sent the money died first, and therefore, right in that case, the guy who was supposed to get the money, he acquires the money, and then when he dies, so then his Yorshim, right, a little complicated here, but his Yorshim would get the money in that scenario. So lema holech kischi tanai. Maybe this is actually. Again, Bryce says, someone says, right, Reuven says, to give money to Shimon. Shlech finds out that Shimon had passed away. So the money goes back to this guy who sent it. But if Reuven died, the guy who sent the money died. So Rabbi Yaakov Amru, the money goes back to the Yorshim of the sender. Some people say, right, the Yorshim Yishinishtachel, though, the money goes to the Yorshim, right, to Shimon's Yorshim, to whoever the money was sent to. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Amar Meshum, Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Meshum, Rabbi Meir, right, no, the mitzvah, the kind of Rameis, the mitzvah is, right, to be kind of divrei Rameis, and the money goes to the Yorshim of the guy who was supposed to get the money. The Chachamim say, no, you split it down the middle. The Kanam ruin. And Bavel, they said, in that case where both of them died, right, give the money to whoever you want. So, and then the Gemara explains, Al Yodi Hayamaisa v'amru yachzur liyosha mashalach. Right, this exact thing happened to me, and they told me, right, when I asked for a psak, they said, go back, you should give it to the Yorshim, the inheritors, of the guy who sent the money, to Reuven's inheritors. Ma lav v'hakam lefki, isn't this our machlokas? Tana kamar sover holich lav kischi, from Nasan Rabbi Yaakov, nami holich lav kischi, right, ve'af agav demis, lo amrin and mitzvah, the kind of different ameis, right, and usually we hold lav kischi, but even though, right, that the guy, that the mashalech died, right, first, right, we don't say that you should be mekayim the mitzvah of the meis, v'yish omrim holich kischi, and the yish omrim who says that you send it to the Yorshim of the inheritor, right? Of the inheritor, the Yorshim are the inheritors. The Yorshim Omer who said that you send it to the inheritors of the guy who's supposed to get the money, that's because we say Holech Kischi. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer Meshum Rabbi Yaakov Meshum Rabbi Meir Holech Lav Kischi. He holds that Holech is Lav Kischi. And Mio, however, Hechad Demes, and I'm in the midst of the Kaim Devar Emes, but since the guy, the sender, died, right, we should still be Mekayim his word, and then you should still give the money to the guy who's supposed to get the money. The Chachamim Roman, what about the Chachamim say, Yachloku becomes Mesafkalu? They say you should split, you split the money half and half, because they're not sure whether Holech is Kischi or not. The Kanamun and Bavo, their Shita, is shoot the other. If it's better, right, to leave it up to the shliach. Rabbi Shimon Anasi, Maisa Asa Lashmina, and finally, Rabbi Shimon Anasi, right, he comes to say that what's the psak that we hold? That the Maisa Shaya happened, and we hold like Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yaakov, that you give the money back to the Mishaleach. Let me find it over here. Right, where you send it back to the Yorshim of the Mishaleach. So basically, after that whole long thing, we're trying to say that the whole Machlokas here is whether holich kischi or not. Whether, right, when you send money with somebody, do we say, is that Shaleach acquiring it for the somebody, or is he not necessarily acquiring it for the somebody? Right, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we're going to go and explain that this Bryce is actually not saying that, that that's not actually a Machlokas, and we'll be zocher to finish the Perek. But until then, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.